Praise be to God. Praise be to God. We thank God for what the Lord is doing. We tap into that testimony in the name of Jesus. How many of us want to tap into that testimony? Father, we pray for you right now. The same God that did it for her will do it for you. I say we do it for you. May you have an outstanding testimony. That which you are looking unto God for, let it come forth speedily. Amen. I say, let it come forth speedily. Amen. I say, let it come forth speedily. Amen. Let it manifest now. Amen. Break through now. Amen. Break forth into the right life. In the name of Jesus, receive favor. Amen. Receive favor. Amen. From the higher authority, receive favor. Amen. From the management, receive favor. From the government, receive favor. Amen. Wherever thou goest, may favor locate you. Amen. So shall it be in Jesus' name. To all be the glory. Take your seat in his presence. Thank you, choir. Thank you, instrumentalists. That was wonderful. It's a great section of praise. So we were blessed. We were blessed. Thank you, Brother John. And what's the name? John, right? Thank you. I hope I've not forgotten. Thank you for leading us in that section of praise. Amen. Amen. That's why it's good to be in his presence. Hallelujah. You get excited. You get happy. And my friend, you are now improving in your keyboard. Yeah. You guys didn't notice? You guys did not notice he's improving his keyboard? Amen. Wonderful. Truly, truly. Yes, you can see it, right? Thank you. So we know what's happening. Amen. That's the kind of wave we are looking for. A wave that you get better and better. Kingdom what? Exploits. You improve continuously. Amen. Improve continuously. God is faithful. There is room for more work in this kingdom. Hallelujah. There's more work. I'm looking forward that during the next Eid holiday, after the Ramadan, where we will come here to worship God for 4 hours. And I'm looking for young men and women who will key to this vision. Amen. If you want to be part of the committee, just join me. I am the chairman of the committee. This one I'm not giving anybody. Praise the Lord. I want to be the chairman of what? The committee. Am I communicating? Where we come here just to worship him on the Eid holiday. Just appreciate God for 4 solid hours. And then we can go back home. Am I communicating to someone? God has laid it in my heart to do it. And I'm trusting God that you will be available. So if you know that you want to run with this vision, just ask me now. And after the service, how we can go about it. Am I communicating to someone in the house? Glory be to God. I say glory be to God. God is faithful. Am I correct? One of the scriptures that Pastor read this evening was John chapter 12 verse 26. I would love to have that scriptures presented quickly before we run to the race of the day. Amen. We're talking about the same reason, the Nehemiah of our generations. Yes. Thank you so much. 12:26. Can we read it together, messenger? Great, that's nice. 1, 2, let's go. If you want to serve me, then follow me. Then you will be where I am, ready to serve at moment's notice. Did you see? Tell your neighbor, are you ready to serve at moment's notice? Amen. Jesus said, where I am. No, there you will be. Where I am, there you will be. I'm looking for that. There you will be where I am. I am sure if Jesus is here, we'll be in the rescue hour. So anyone who serve God and know that Jesus will be there and you are not there, that means you're not serving. Praise God. Will Jesus be in the house now? No, will Jesus sit down in the house where there is service like this? No. Thank God for everyone that is here. Then he says, At any what moment, what notice. You know, some of us say, no, we get, no, this is too short. We have to make it 2 hours. We have to make it 3 months preparation. Am I communicating to someone? It's at any moment, what notice. Soldiers are ready. When you get to the barracks, am I communicating? Anytime they can blow the siren and they are ready for war. Am I correct or not? And you are a soldier of Christ, enlisted into this army. Already enlisted, what? The day you gave your life to Christ, already enlisted, my friend. Am I communicating to somebody? You're already enlisted. That's what the scripture said. I think, is this 2 Timothy or chapter 2? Can we get there quickly? Probably I missed out something. Just go there quickly. Sorry, I was going to go there. The Father will honor and reward anyone who serves me. You know, see, there's a reward in service. Tell them there's a reward in service. May you have your reward in Jesus' name. I say, may you have your reward in Jesus' name. It is my desire that everyone who serves in this ministry have his or her desire. Praise the Lord. Okay, go to verse 2. Let me see. Amen and amen. Okay, go ahead. Yes, it's correct. It's the place. Don't worry. All the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, they said, commit to be faithful men who shall be able to teach others. That's what we call FAT, right? Faithful, available, and teachable. Faithful, available, and teachable. Every worker must be faithful, available, and teachable. That is a characteristic of a service, a characteristic of a servant of God, one who serves. You must be faithful, available, and teachable. FAT, we call it FAT. Okay, now go to verse 3. Go to verse 3. Thou, now here I'm in interest. Though, therefore, endure what? Hardness as what? As good soldiers of Jesus Christ. Did you see that? As good soldiers of what? Jesus Christ. Go to the verse 4 again. I mean 4, right. No man that what? Wallet entangle himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who had chosen him to be a soldier. Who chose you to be a soldier? Jesus has chosen you. Do you know you are a soldier? Amen. But some of us, we work as if we are civilian. Praise the Lord. I'm not the one. This is scripture. Amen. This is who you are. Act like a military person. Act like a military war person. Act to be active at all times. Ready at all times. At any moment. That's what he's saying. At any what? Moment. I know the military people, they obey the last order. Praise God. Wherever the captain sends them, that is where they go. And they will always come back with a mentality of winning the war. No military men go to war with the mentality of losing the war. They have the mentality of what? Winning the war. I pray that you will win in Jesus' precious name. Raising the Nehemiah's generation as we go is all about service, distinguishment. A young man who made up his mind to serve God, no matter the circumstances. And so I would want to start from today by the grace of God, from the book of Nehemiah chapter 3 verse 6. Nehemiah 3 verse 6. Just to remind us that we spoke about Nehemiah, that his name means God what? Comforts, right? He was not a major prophet. He was one of the minor prophets. And not only that, his name became part of the historical books and the Bible because of what? He stood out because of what? He was a reformist. Because of what? He was a revivalist. Amen. If you want to put him in the history, you put him in the history of John Knox. Amen. Charles Finney. These are people that caused what? Revival. Am I speaking to somebody in the house? They caused what? Revival. His own revival was exceedingly. I mean, at a point in their life, that is, there was no one around, but he single-handedly rose up from the foreign land and said, I must get back home. And when he went back, he introduced the worship of God. Well, time will not permit me, but I will try to make it faster, where he introduced a complete prayer service, a prayer and service and worship and reading of the word. Am I communicating? The Bible said they started reading the Bible from 6 a.m. till 12 o'clock. For 6 hours, this man introduced service. Hallelujah. I'm talking about who? Nehemiah. Amen. I pray that God will use you to introduce, amen, something great in the life of others. Amen. We are told of William Seymour, one of the men that the Bible talks about that is the father of the Pentecost. Amen. William Seymour. These are people that caused what? Revival. William Seymour. In fact, as a matter of fact, in one of the Azusa Street meetings, the history had it that literally you can see fire. And the firemen, we'll call them the civil defense, came and they couldn't. Literally, you can see fire. But when they come there, they can't see where the actual fire is coming. So you can imagine people that cause such what? Revival. May God use you. I say he can use you today. In the name of Jesus. We are saying he was a cupbearer with a difference, right? Did we say something like that? He was a cupbearer with a difference. So may you be that worker that makes a difference. Whatever you are doing, make a difference. Now, the characteristics of Nehemiah is there, right? He was a man committed to what? Let's look at it quickly. Nehemiah was a man what? Committed to prayer and action. We are coming back to that scripture reference. Number two, he was committed to what? To true what? Repentance. True what? Repentance. True repentance. This is so important. And I told you, one of the problems we have today in the church is that we fall today, we repent today, tomorrow we go back. Am I communicating again? And constantly we are just going, no. If you want God to use you and do exploits, make it true repentance. Never to go back anymore in the name of Jesus. May you never go back in Jesus' name. In Acts of Apostles chapter 8 verse 22 to 23, we heard of a man who actually took over the whole city, amen, through his witchcraft. And Peter looking at him and said, repent of this wickedness and pray to the Lord that your sins might be forgiven. Am I communicating? There are some of our people and some people who are still in the church. They are like that. They are like that. Amen. They are still there, one leg out, one leg in. Amen. But that shall not be our portion in the name of Jesus. And for you, I'm just to speak to some of yours. Our problem is not about that. Some of us are just bitter with one another. You are still a believer, but you are bitter. Do you think God will use you? Amen. Do you think God will use you? If you are bitter against one another, God will not use you. You see a church flourishing, you are not happy. Am I communicating? Or you see your brother flourishing, you are not happy. Amen. Am I communicating? God cannot use such people. Hallelujah. In the book of Ephesians chapter 4 verse 3, 6, it says, get rid of all those things, children of God. Get rid of them. Amen. Get rid of all self-bitterness. Get rid of them. God does not want us to operate in that dimension. So let's have a true what? What did I say again? A true what? Repentance. Number three, it was a man committed to who? A man to make himself what? Responsible and is there. For the what? For the assignment. He was always available for the assignment. Chapter 2 from, okay, let's get to chapter 2. No, 3, 6 first. 3, 6, please. 3, 6, quickly. Nehemiah chapter 3, verse 6. Available, people becomes responsible. All right, good. Are we there? All right, let's read it. Moreover, the old gate repaired Jehovah, the son of Pasea, at Meshulam, the son of Besodia. They laid the beams thereof and set out the door thereof and the locks thereof and the bars thereof. Can you give me any other translation besides this? I'm trying to put out something there. All right, is it? This is Messenger Bible, right? Okay, well, read it. Then Jesna gate was rebuilt by Joada, son of Pasea, right? And Meshulam, the son of what? Besed. There's something I'm looking for. Now, the repaid hung its doors and installed its boats and bars. I was trying to bring out something that talks about the boats and the knots. The boats and the knots. What I said? What did I say? And they're not. They installed the bolts, the bars for locking the gates. What am I trying to say? I pray that today you will be able to install the bars, the gates, and the locks against the enemy. Against your weakness. Against your failure. Against whatever is resisting you from going forward. Am I communicating? They put the bars, the gates and what? The knot. I pray that today you will tighten your knot. That has been in my spirit, just to tell somebody, tighten what? The knot. If your knot is loose, what will happen to your mechanisms? Amen. They are ready for fatal accidents. Anything can happen. Means that machine is ready for actual failure. Some of us, our knots are loosed. And we are already ready for failure. Am I communicating? As a matter of fact, some people now, their knots are already slack. Shout a louder amen. Their knots are already what? Slack. They can't run with high speed anymore. Some of us cannot run with what? Some members are struggling. Some people actually, we are doing very well. But today, they are just struggling. Sometimes you can't even see them in the church anymore. I mean, you are a leader, you are still struggling. Some of you started where? Where are you now? Your knot is loosed. May God give you grace to stand firm. These young men, they tighten their knots. They put the locks. We cannot give room anymore for the enemy. We are ready to serve our God. We are ready to be established. We are ready to carry out the repairs of our spiritual life. Am I speaking to somebody? We are ready to build our lives. Will you continue like this? I challenge you. Will you continue like this? Why don't you say, God, help me. Help me, oh God, to tighten my bolts and my knots of my life, of my spiritual life. Just pray that prayer. Say, confused. Just bow your heads and pray. Just bow your heads and pray. The bolts and the knots. The bolts and the knots of your life. The bolts and the knots of your life. It is important, brother. It is important. Because we use bolts and knots for joints. Yes, we put it to join together. To hold on a metal together. To screw them together. Father, thank you, Heavenly Father. As we put our lives together. The bolts and the knots of our lives together. For your purpose, O God. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. All right, let's go forth. Number four, we said, is committed what? To rebuild and repair what? The wall. Am I correct? The delivery of his project and assignment. That's what we said. He's committed to it. He's committed to it. He's committed. Nothing stops him. He's always ready to fulfill his project assignment. He was actually a project manager who has to do his job and assignment. Most of us, I know we're all project manager in our individual careers. But I pray you will deliver yours in Jesus' name. Nehemiah delivered his project successfully. To a point that the Bible says, and after finishing the wall, he finished the building of the wall in 52 days. You can imagine that. How many days? 52 days. In fact, his milestone was achieved. I pray that the grace of God upon your life will cause your milestone to be achieved. I don't know what God has called you to do, but please, may you not fail. I say, may you not fail. Am I communicating? Whatever level God has called you, let me tell you, gentlemen, whatever you do in this church is too important, but I pray you will not fail. You know, some people started with digging. They were here putting all this in together. Some of them, I don't see them anymore. Failed project. Now, if digging did not come today, where are his boys? Example, I'm just giving an example. Failed project. And that's what we are doing, some of us. Let your project succeed. If it's ushering department, that is a project. Am I communicating to somebody? Ensuring things are put in place. You started then maybe after 6 months. The chief usher does not see you again. Failed project. Because it's something God has committed into what? Into your hands. If you had not come today, it's a failed project. Am I communicating? If you have not come today to play the drum, you're singing today, we'll only be using hand. Only me and Dickie will be doing pa, 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 and will not enjoy this kind of wonderful service. Am I right, gentlemen? That's it. So don't allow your project to fail. You are so important to us. Am I communicating to somebody in the house today? Seriously. That's what I'm saying. Today, Deacon, sometimes I think you better join Deacon now, Deacon Pascal. So see him, he's standing there. He will jump over here. He will set up here. Who are those who will join him? But I'm not asking you to join him and fail the project. Eh? Praise the Lord. If you do it, you must be committed to the end. Am I communicating to somebody? Hallelujah. There's room in the house of God. My own project will not fail. I say it will not fail. Today I wouldn't have, I don't know if I'd be here. Earnestly, but I bless the name of the Lord. I bless the name of the Lord because he's giving me strength day by day. Day by day. I was so heavy today. I don't know, suddenly in my office, I had serious pains. Serious pains. Only water I could drink. Mommy gave me breakfast. I couldn't eat the breakfast. I came home. I lied down like a kid. But I thank God. Thank God that I have the strength to come. Am I communicating to someone in the house? I don't want to fail my assignment. I don't want to fail my. Even as we are praising, if you say I was sitting down before your praise, my knees were so weak. But I need to conclude my assignment. Will you conclude yours? Number five. Did we see it? Number five now or four? Quickly, please. Number five now. Please, ready to write quickly. Okay, so we've mentioned number five. And number five, a man committed to finish the work despite opposition. Now, this is more important. Despite what? Opposition. This is an expository study. Despite what? Opposition. He was committed to finish it. You remember we read the scripture. We are Sambala, that's chapter 2, right? From verse 4, 5, 6, 7. We are the Arabian... The Ammonites. Are you understand what I'm trying to say now? Stop saying no. What this man has put is easy for us. We can just come and blow it up. Amen? We can come and what? Blow it up. A fox can come and throw it upside down. But this man did not stop. Nehemiah chapter 4 verse 1. Let's go there quickly. Alright. Let's go there quickly. We are coming back there. Gentlemen, don't worry. We are coming back. We are coming back. Where do we stop? Amen. Hallelujah. Let's see quickly. Got that scripture reference there, right? Yes. Nehemiah 4, chapter 1. Chapter 1. Okay, 1, 2. Now, when Sambalat heard that we were rebuking what? The war. What did he do? Anger. Doing what? Defying what? The Jews. He exploded with what? Let me tell you, there are people who explode for anger. I pray today, may your enemy also explode in the name of Jesus. Not only anger, may he explode. I said, may he what? Explode like a time bomb. But that is how people don't want you to succeed. Can you imagine this? Many oppositions. Go to verse 2. Verse 2. Let's go quickly. Now, what happened? In the company of his Samaritan cronies. Cronies means the people that's all around with him. And the military let loose. What are these miserable Jews doing? Can you imagine? Do they think they can give everything back to normal overnight? I pray for you that whatever you have lost, God will give it back to you. You shall restore in the name of Jesus. Say, look at them. Say, can they restore it in the night? Can they get it back over normal in the night? Making beauty stones out of make believe. Did you hear this song? Out of make what? But he doesn't know the God we serve. God will grant you the stone. Not only the stone, you will build your structure. You will accomplish your project in the precious name of Jesus. Believe. 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 Go ahead, verse 3 now. Verse 3 quickly. At his side, Tobiah, right? The Ammonite jumped in. Did you see that? Even he was not one. He just jumped in. You know, have you seen where you are talking and somebody doesn't even understand the subject? He just jumped in. He jumped in and said, that's right. Can you see that? Now he has gotten more people to support him. That is right. Can you imagine that word by Sambalat? Other person jumping. Anyone who's jumping concerning your case,
From today shall be disgrace. This is a prayer. I don't know who is that person. I'm praying for that person. Anyone that jump in for your case against you shall be disgrace.
Let's finish it quickly. Quickly, please.
What do they think they are what doing? Why, if a first climb that wall, it will fall to pieces under his weight. See how they're undermining our God. They forgot that this assignment is not a human assignment. Verse 4. Right. 4. Quickly. Nehemiah prayed. Did you see this one? What is the antidote for all this opposition? What is the antidote for opposition? Gentlemen, anytime you face crisis, rise up in prayer. Anytime you face challenge, rise up in prayer. You cannot, you see, it doesn't mean that, hallelujah. My friends, I want to say to some of you, the secret of prayer is not just about the length of time, but it's the timing.
What did I say again?
Quote what I said. Quote it. It is not about the length, the secret of answer prayer. It is not about the length of the prayers, but is the timing of the prayer that matters. You can pray long, but there's a timing in prayer that is precise. Did you know at this time, it is called a timing prayer? He didn't keep quiet. Immediately, what did he do? He prayed. Did he say, I will fast in the next 1 month, I'm going to do another 21 days fasting for a case that is just happening right now. My friend, stop delaying your prayer. Even while it is happening in your office, you just for a few minutes utter a prayer. Am I communicating? Even a few seconds while driving, utter a prayer. Am I communicating to someone in the house? Stop delaying your prayers. And it doesn't mean, after all, we are taught in the scripture, there are times that Jesus will pray few seconds prayer. Hallelujah. Am I communicating? And there are times, yes, he goes to the mountain. Am I communicating to somebody? So that shows that you can pray in a few seconds. Amen. And God hears you. Am I communicating to somebody? May you be timely. I said, may you be timely in your prayers. Stop delaying. After today, don't delay anymore. Am I communicating to someone? Anywhere, any place, just pray. God will hear you. God will hear you. I say, God will hear you. And what did he talk? Nehemiah says something. Oh, listen to us, dear God. We are so despised. Boomeranging their ridicule on their heads. Did you see that? Amen. Let it boomerang what? On their heads. May it boomerang on your enemies in the name of Jesus. Have their enemies cast them off as war trophies to a land of no return. May your enemy never return back in the name of Jesus. Never return back. May they never return back. So he was committed to finish his work despite what? Opposition. Number 6, he was committed to appoint prayer warriors. He has understood that prayer is important. Amen. The next thing he did was not praying alone. He was not praying what? Alone. Let me tell you something. Nehemiah chapter 7 verse 3. Let me tell you the exploits of this guy, the characteristics of Nehemiah, to see how he carried his people along. He was a team player. Amen? He was what? A team player. I can use it for leadership training also. One, two, what is right? Okay? He was committed to appointing watchers. That's it. Yes. Nehemiah 7 verse 3. Okay? Quickly. We'll just make a reference. And I said unto them, let not the gates of Jerusalem be opened until the sun be hot. While they stand by, let them shut the doors and the bars and appoint watchers, right? Watches of the inhabitants of what? Jerusalem. Everyone in his watch. Did you see that? And everyone over against his house. Shout aloud that amen. There was an assignment for everybody. Everybody was standing and watching. Everybody was what? Having an assignment to watch. God is looking for watchmen. I pray you'll be one of them. I say, I pray you'll be one of them. Gentlemen, for any massive revival, exploits to be done, prayer is important. We need prayer warriors. We need men who will stand in the gap to cause what? Revival. Massive revival in the land. Number 7. He was committed to restoration and revival. Amen? He was committed to revival. The keys are reading the word of God, praying and praising. Let's go quickly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are made to understand in chapter 8 of our scriptures where he spent time in prayers. They spent time worshiping God for complete hours. Amen. Am I communicating? Thank you. I love that. Now, can we go? Bless the Lord, the great God. And all the people answered, amen and amen. With lifting up what? Their hands, prayer. And they what? They bow their heads, worship with the Lord. And with their faces what? To the ground. Did you see this one? And for how many hours? Go ahead. Amen. And the rest, and the rest, and the rest to understand the law, and the people stood in the place. Go ahead, because of time, please. I wouldn't want to go all that. So they read the book of the law of God, what? Distinctly, and gave the sense, and caused them to understand the reading. This is from 6 o'clock to 12 p.m. If you go through there, a quarter of the day, a quarter for the reading, a quarter for worship, all that is in King James. Amen. All right, hallelujah. So they gave time for worship. So in other words, he caused a revival in the land. Where now people, no, before that, there was no time to read the word of God. There was no time to worship. Anywhere you go, may you cause a change. Amen. Did you hear what I said? May you cause a change. Amen. May you establish the worship of your God. Amen. May you have an altar in the name of Jesus. May you have an altar. When there is no altar, any home you reach, build an altar. Anywhere you go, build what? An altar. I've worked in offshore in Nigeria. And in offshore, we are already in the high sea. Amen. Only what? High sea. But while we are in the offshore, we build what? An altar. We build an altar of worship. In your accommodation, have you built an altar of worship? There's so many people there in your accommodation who needs to just to call them, and you have time to what? To pray what? Together. I even read the word of God together. Even if you cannot preach, you can read the word together. You read verse 1, I read verse 2. Amen. You read verse 3, I read verse what? 4. Reading of the word. Why don't you establish that worship like Nehemiah in your accommodation? There are many people who are waiting and looking unto you to start something. I'm telling you, God will ask you one by one. I placed you in this place. You didn't do anything for me. You can say, let's start. Even if you don't know how to. I know most of your challenges, I don't know how to do this. But don't worry, God will give you the grace. That's what I said. The easy thing is, read chapter 1, I read chapter 2. Even if you pray that prayer and say, oh Lord, help us. Oh God, thank you. No problem. God has heard you. Am I communicating to someone? I'm sure the next time you will pray from 1 minute to 2 minutes and from 2 minutes to something. Hallelujah. Am I communicating? Those of us who are praying today, we didn't start like this, right? Gentlemen, let's be frank. We didn't start like this. So please, cause a worship wherever you go. Establish an altar. And I'm the only one in my accommodation who told you there are people just waiting for you to start. They will join you. By what? 8 or 9? Number 8, right? Okay. Number 8. Number 8. Now, number 8. He is committed to make sure all Israel entered a covenant of what? Of true what? Service. Covenant of what? True service. Did you know after this? He said, no, we must enter a covenant. We can't leave this together. We must enter a covenant. That's the kind of people we are looking for in this ministry. Who will enter? Go to the choir. They cause a change. Amen. They get to the prayer band. They cause what? A change. Am I speaking to someone in the house? They are just causing a change everywhere. They are not quiet and watching to see whether we will fall. But we will not fall in Jesus' name. If you go to chapter 9, I think you'll be there. Verse 38. Let's see what it says quickly.
I have a few minutes left. Don't worry, only two are left, so we'll get over it. Amen. There are 10, but now it's right. We just read chapter 9, verse 38. Let's see. Committed to make sure all Israel entered a covenant of service, of true worship, true service. All right, now, 1-2. And because of this, we make sure. Did you see this one? What did he do? Covenant, right? And write it what? And write it. And our what? Now tell me, the brethren. This was a cupbearer. Hello. You know the cupbearer even could curse the princes, the priests, the Levites. It means before he came, even the priests were just relaxing in the house. Even the Levites were just enjoying themselves. Did he have title? This guy that caused the revival. Was there any title for Nehemiah? The only title he has is cupbearer. He was working like anybody, paid job, but a paid job man caused revival that will cause to stir the priests, the Levites, and the princes. Gentlemen, you can do it. You don't need to ask for, you don't need my oil to be on your head. Shout a louder amen. It's about your commitment. You don't wait for me to anoint you. Amen. Am I speaking to somebody in the house? You can stir up this revival. And all of us are willing to send you, to follow you, and do it for the glory of God. Am I communicating to somebody in the house? You see, this is just challenging. Please, can we read it again? And because of this, we make a sure covenant and write it. And what happened? And our princes, our leaders, and our priests seal unto it. The word is waiting for you. You will manifest. You will cause a difference in your home. In your family, you will cause a difference. In your career, you will cause a difference. Whatever you go at, you will cause what? A difference in the name of Jesus. You will cause it. Number nine. It was committed to confront and rebuke disobedient leaders and bring sanity to the land. Can you imagine? This guy gave boldness. So shout a louder amen. You know, when God is by your side, you're not afraid, right? Hello, come on, guys. Are you afraid? No. On a normal thing, who is Nehemiah to confront the priests, the Levites? You know what I'm trying to say? The princes, the leaders of the church. But this guy, he was not afraid. He confronted even the leaders. I said, my friend, we must bring sanity to the kingdom. We must bring sanity for the work of God. May God raise us people in this ministry. Confronting people. Hey, my friend, you are a deacon, but we're not even seeing you performing as you're supposed to be as a deacon. Don't be afraid. Nothing will happen. You are stirring the person to walk. Shout a louder amen. Deacon, we don't even see you in the church. What's happening? Praise the Lord, somebody. You are supposed to lead us by what? I'm just giving. Amen. Am I communicating? Or leader, I'm just saying, don't worry, you can use any word. Or this brother, that's, am I coming? He confronts the leaders. What is this, the scriptural reference is there? Scriptural reference is 13:15, right? Thank you. 13:25, right? Okay, can we read it? I contended with them, because of time. I caused them. did you see this one? Eh? The guy was radio. He even smote them and plug off their ear and made them swear by God, you shall not give your daughters and your sons and take their daughters unto yourself. Because he discovered the people were going wrong. This time the children of Israel were giving their daughters to the Ammonites, the other foreign, which is against the will and the law of God. And he was ready to confront them. Confront them. What you are doing is bad. Amen. Like some of our sisters and brothers. Amen. You are there, you know you are. I don't know what makes you become a child of God. And you are befriending the opposite. May God help you in Jesus' name. Let me stop where I stop so that it doesn't look. What is that? What's your problem? Amen. I said, what's your problem? But look at somebody here.
He confronted them. My sister, may you get out of that situation in Jesus' name. Number 8 or 9? Number 10, the last. And let's go to Ezra 10:35. I love this one finally as I go. Thank God I have the opportunity to finish this one. Praise God. 10:32. The last one is, he was able to, 10:32, not 35. 10:32. He raised what was called covenant partners. He was committed to raising what? Covenant what? Partners. Covenant partners. Covenant partners. What do you mean by covenant partners? These are people that have covenanted to walk with who? With him. Am I communicating? They made up their mind that if you bring this, we'll bring that. Am I communicating? We are ready to see that this work succeed. In fact, I've read Nehemiah so many times, but when this study came again into my spirit, I read it and I didn't know there was this missing part I've been missing all the days in my life. He says he was committed to raising what? Covenant partners. They were contributing to the work of God on a monthly and a weekly what? Basis. So it's not new. Hallelujah. I say it's not new to you. All right? Is that what it says? Okay. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Did we miss something? Verse 35 to 38. Let's see. 35 to 38. Their names are there, but go down. 35, 38 will give us a better. Yeah. Praise God. Benia, Bedha, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Vania, whatever is names. Did you see names? Are these names? So Sunday's name is there. Eh? Hello, Sunday. Your name is there. Example. Useful name is there, right? Hello? My brother, your name is there. Sister, what's your name again that came out? Susan. There's nothing wrong in mentioning names. Hello. These guys were all covenant what? Help me. They were all what? Covenant what? Partners. Go ahead. Go ahead. It's not finished. It's not finished. Okay. There are too many names. I don't even know. Amen. Did we? And then, you see, if you go further in that scripture, it also talks about people who have also made a covenant that their job is to sing for God. This their job is what? To sing for God. Go and read the scripture, please. They were, let me see. I went for it. He was looking for covenant singers, covenant worshippers, covenant prayer men and women, covenant evangelists, covenant youth and sisters, committed to the work of the kingdom. I pray that this church, God will raise us men who are covenant, yes, worshippers, covenant in service, covenant in the kingdom. Am I communicating? I pray that shall be our portion in the name of Jesus. God is looking for people like you and me who will make a covenant willingly for his service. I say for his service. That's Nehemiah. Was it Nehemiah? We have 10, right? We finished or not? Where were we? Where were you giving me my deacon? Yeah, no. Even when we are reading, it still talks, but I don't know how we are missing it. All right? Verse, my own says different. I don't know. Were you giving me 10? Oh, come on. Who went to Ezra now? Me? Oh, sorry. Okay. Yeah, more. Yeah, because Ezra was the... They are the same companion, actually. But Ezra is older than Nehemiah. Amen. And Ezra was actually the secretary, the scribe, who was actually versed in the word of God. I'm sorry. Actually, but I gave you the scriptural reference. How come? He knows. He's with him. Even if I mention something wrong, he knows that he's there with him already. So my friend, next time don't try it. Shout aloud. Amen. You are there to help me. Hallelujah. Am I communicating? All right, Nehemiah 10. Praise God. Don't worry. Come on, guys. Yeah. Hallelujah. One, two, let's go. Sorry, let me finish this. As we made the ordinances for us to charge ourselves, did you see what I was looking for? To charge ourselves what? Yearly. With what? With a third part of shekel for the service of the house of God. Some of us will only preach tithes and offering, but I am telling you, there are people that make up their mind to make a covenant for God. Not only tithes and offering, that we shall be given to God, this thing on a yearly basis, on a monthly basis, on a quarterly basis. That's why in some churches we have covenant what? Partners who are there supporting the man of God to ensure that this vision is what? Fulfilled. This is what you see here. Let's read it quickly because even me, I was blessed reading this. I know it's already 9:05, and this is the last of this study, so don't worry. Now, go to verse what? 33, right? Okay. For the showbread, did you see that? And the continual what? Meat offering. This thing must be available in the house of God. For the continual burnt offering, for the Sabbath, the new moon, and for sin offering. Okay? But for all the work of the house of our God. Did you see this? Covenant partners. Go to the next verse. Go to the next verse. If you have time at home, please help me read it. Also, the firstborn of our sons and our cattle. Did you see this? Okay? Written in the law. And the firstlings of our heads and flocks to bring to the house of our God unto the priests that ministered in the house. It's so rich. We cannot finish it. Please go home and read it. Amen. There you will see our covenant singers. Covenant worshippers. So rich. I don't know which part you are. Are you a covenant usher? Praise the Lord. Or are you a covenant what? Rise up. And let's begin to talk to God. Ask God to help you to make a covenant to serve him and identify a place for his glory. Just pray that prayer because I know I've taken your time. 5 minutes out. Just thank God. Just thank God. May you be that covenant brother, that sister in the precious name of Jesus. Ask God for that grace. Ask God for that grace. Zalabo shetayabo. Lezuzi brigedodo shtatalabre no sutalaba. Raise us for your glory. Raise us for your glory, O God. Raise in this ministry, covenant sisters, covenant brothers, O God. By your mighty hands in the name of Jesus. Raise us covenant men and women who are willing to contribute, who are willing to be part of this great work in the precious name of Jesus. I bless your name, O God. I honor you forever. Thank you, Holy Spirit, O God. Even for this teaching again, I know it's an expository study. Lord, minister to us again. We might be ready to walk. We might be ready to accomplish our purpose in life in the precious name of Jesus. Raising prayer warriors, O God. Men who are entitled, who are willing to work for this kingdom. Standing in the gap at all times, O God. Father, ready to do the work, no matter the opposition. Ready to finish this assignment, O God. Deliver them from it in the name of Jesus. Blessed be your holy name, O God. I charge them from today in the name of Jesus. I charge you in the name of Jesus. No matter your little service, may it be accepted in the name of Jesus. I say, may it be accepted in the name of Jesus. Whatever you are doing, grace is released. My God energize you. I say, may God energize you to do more in the name of Jesus. May you never be tired. I say, may you never be tired. Whatever the assignment in the man, in the woman, in the youth, in all the arms, may you never be tired. In the precious name of Jesus, from today, you will fire up. I said, from today, you will fire up. You will accomplish your assignment, just like Nehemiah did. In the precious name of Jesus, may you cause a change in your environment. I said, may you cause a change in your environment. So shall it be established from today, in Jesus' name. God bless you.